This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Officials say testing for COVID-19 in Colorado isn't where it needs to be yet, but the state has set an ambitious goal to do several thousand tests per day. CPR's Claire Cleveland has more.
Scott Bookman, the state's COVID-19 incident manager, says one thing is needed for more tests.
This really needs to be a broad-based strategy for testing done in partnership at all levels.
This week, the state partnered with Colorado State University and a Denver company to expand testing. Mark Johnson, executive director of the Jefferson County Health Department, says counties rely on those partnerships to get tests.
Counties have a limited number. The state has a limited number. It's a huge patchwork quilt.
As the stay-at-home order is lifted, some public health experts worry about the lack of tests. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
CDOT says be ready for snow and winter driving conditions on I-70 Mountain Corridor and across northwest Colorado tonight through tomorrow morning. Motorists engaging in essential travel should expect 5 to 9 inches of snow at the Eisenhower Tunnel and Vail Pass on I-70, as well as at Berthoud Pass and Rabbit Ears Pass on U.S. 90. Make that U.S. 40. Heavy snow is also forecast for Cameron Pass on State Highway 14. High winds are also expected overnight. Motorists are urged to heed the governor's stay-at-home order, especially when it's snowing, because CDOT's top priority is to keep roads clear and plowed for essential freight and emergency services. Coming up on the program, more than 280,000 people claimed unemployment benefits in Texas last week. Then, the number of coronavirus cases is rising at an alarming rate in Russia. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. Also on the program, state lawmakers are figuring out if and when to return to work as the legislative session is slated to resume next month. We'll have that story in 10 minutes. Also, artists rally around each other as coronavirus wreaks havoc on creative communities. CPR's Alexandra McMahon's story in 15 minutes here on All Things Considered. It is 66, partly cloudy, and windy in Denver. This is CPR News.